America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You had a very entertaining Monday night game last night between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, and you got Todd Bowles on the hot seat for not going for two. You got a Patrick Mahomes injury that he battles through. This man is superhuman, and you've got a Chiefs team that does not lose. So once again, they are heavy favorites to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And even when they play these tight games, they find a way to win with Patrick Mahomes hobbled. So good luck beating them again as they continue to build on their dynasty. And we got some Yankees and some baseball offseason to talk about. What a weird end to that Gerrit Cole opt-out story, as basically nothing happened, and Scott Boras kind of looks foolish for even toying with that opt-out and messing with the Yankees and Gerrit Cole. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I'm a little bit tired. I stayed up and watched this game last night, and it was a great game. You know, and in between, I'm flipping to the Knicks and everything else.
Yeah, I know.
And unfortunately, we'll the Knicks lose to Houston. We'll get to them a little bit later. But, you know, it is amazing. And Troy Aikman said it last night. He goes, you know, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, score a touchdown here at the end of regulation, I would go for two. So would I.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes is 8-0 in overtime. 8-0. Think about that for
it's
a
crazy.
Second.
Yeah.
He basically owns the fourth quarter in overtime, and whether he's hurt or he's not, remember a few years ago he played with that bad ankle, that high ankle sprain that very few guys could ever play with, and he played with it and played great with it and ended up winning a Super Bowl with it. And last night it was the left ankle that he tweaked last week, and he tweaked it again last night. And the way that he went off the field, you were wondering whether or not he was going to come back, and then he did. Man, he is just unbelievable.
Look at this. So after you get from Mahomes and Bradshaw on this list of best record in OT regular season games, you get Trent Dilfer, Brock Osweiler, and Marcus Mariota, which is funny because I hadn't thought about Brock Osweiler in I don't know how long, and Al referenced Brock Osweiler this morning on the warm-up show, not for this stat, but in relation to paying guys who stink. And now Brock Osweiler makes it into the show again. I wonder who is he's right. Voting for today, Brock Osweiler.
I don't know. But those are regular season stats. He has two in the playoffs, too, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, he does.
So he's an amazing football player. And, you know, listening to Troy try to explain, like, the things that he does on the field, less, I thought he did a good job. I mean, for those of us who played the position and watching him play, it's just ridiculous how things come so easy to him and how he sees the field and knows what he has to get done. And then he has this very special relationship with Travis Kelce, and now he's developing a relationship with DeAndre Hopkins, mm-hmm. which is scary, too. And, you know, they got the full complement now going, and if they get totally healthy, they're going to be really, really difficult to beat. The question will be, is will they go undefeated? And
no,
that's like the one one thing that they haven't done yet.
Yeah,
they haven't
I
gone
know.
Undefeated.
It's sort of like the Patriots back when they were winning all those Super Bowls, and in 2007 they were doing it. I think it's much harder now to go undefeated than it even was back in 2007. Obviously, there's an extra game which makes it harder, but it's tough, and you just see the crazy nature of the NFL from week to week and some of these upsets and things that you never expect to happen. So I would never put anything past Patrick Mahomes. He is capable of anything. And yes, it's really him and the coaching and everything else. And they got to Spagnuolo and Andy Reid, and we understand Matt Nagy's back there. I mean, they just have a great coaching staff and the best player in the world, but undefeated is tough.
Here's their schedule, just so you understand. Yeah. So Denver at home next week, and then they have to go to Buffalo. Then they're at Carolina, then they got the Raiders, and then they're at home against the Chargers. So Buffalo and the Chargers will be tough games. They're at Cleveland. They have Houston at home. They're at Pittsburgh and at Denver at the end of the season. So there are a couple places in there where they could lose. I could see them losing.
Yeah, but they'll be favored in every one of these games.
Oh, 100%. You know? Why wouldn't they be favored? No, they have the best quarterback on the planet, and I can't say enough about just, again, like, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan and you watch him every single week, it's like that's what you want. Yeah. That's what every team wants. They want a quarterback that kind of handles the game like this. You don't have to go out there and throw for 400 yards every game and 5 touchdowns. But when the game is on the line, you got to make plays, especially if you're injured. You know, they're trying to get DeAndre Hopkins up to speed. Next thing you know, he's got 2 touchdowns. You know, why? Because the ball hits him right in the chest.
Yep.
You know, and he just moves around back there. He'll take a sack. The only time he really gets in trouble is when I believe he gets bored. And then he tries to force the issue, and he'll throw an interception here or there. But my God, I mean, he is just so calm, cool, and collected. And, you know, he is everything that every quarterback needs to be. And it's really hard to get to where he is right now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And the Chiefs were one of those franchises before Patrick Mahomes got there, and something we don't talk about or think about now that they basically have this dynasty and we're in the midst of watching it. You know, they had a Super Bowl a long time ago, much like the Jets. It was Super Bowl IV. It was the Hank Stram, matriculate the ball down the field. They had a great fan base, great stadium, and they were okay, but they never really got over the hump. They were just a good franchise that would have a lot of heartbreaks when they did make the playoffs. They had good players that came in and out of there, Derek Thomas being one, RIP, but stuff like that. So, and then all of a sudden, what changes? They get the guy, and then that's it. And they have a dynasty. So, I mean, it's just, I know it's so impossible to get the best player in football, one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, and how a lot of it is scouting, but some of it's just luck and where you end up and what other teams see. But, you know, if you're someone who is a fan of a franchise that's been dormant and you're thinking to yourself, like, man, I'm never going to be able to see championships. I mean, think about the Kansas City Chiefs. It was decades and decades that they were just a team that was looking back on that one Super Bowl. And now all of a sudden, here they are. And Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are driving this thing right into NFL history.
They were close with Marty Schottenheimer. And then they, you know, they had Dick Vermeil there for a while.
Yeah, but they
then
were always...
Herm Edwards got there.
Yeah, but they never...
And then
never,
you had Todd Haley.
A lot of heartbreak, though, you know?
It wasn't until Andy Reid came there and stabilized everything.
Yep.
And they had Alex Smith. You know, Andy, you know, had Alex Smith. And they would win. And there were games, I remember, towards Alex's, you know, final chapter there in Kansas City before he went to Washington. Because, you know, Alex Smith is kind of like a guy that you'd want to have if you can't have Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you can't have Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. You'd want him to be your quarterback because you could trust him. And he'll go out there, he'll get everybody set, he'll get everybody in the right formations, he'll make all the right checks at the line of scrimmage, he'll communicate to his team, but he's just not going to, like, ignite the offense. He's not going to make the big plays or the key plays. And there were times where they were in the playoffs with Andy Reid where Alex Smith just wouldn't, like, let it go. You know what I mean? Like, he just wouldn't let it go. Like, Patrick is completely different. And, man, he is just an amazing football player, and he has every attribute that you want. He's got the body style. He's got the arm strength. He's got the accuracy. And he's got the wherewithal, the understanding of where he is in the game, what he needs to get done. And Troy was explaining this last night, and I was like, man, this is right on exactly how you want to describe the way that Patrick Mahomes plays.
I got a question for you, and it has nothing to do with Patrick Mahomes. Actually, has to do with the other quarterback in this game who played well without his top two wide receivers. If Baker Mayfield were on the Giants, how much better would they be this year?
I think they would be a lot better, you know, because he's so fiery, and he's exactly what Brian Daboll is looking for.
I feel like that pairing together would do some special things, like Daboll and Baker Mayfield. Not that Baker Mayfield's available, I look at Baker Mayfield because we talk so much about what's next for the Giants and finding that guy and who is it. And if you don't draft him, where are you going to find him? And Baker Mayfield's that perfect example of a guy who was bouncing around, but he works his ass off. He has a lot of energy and he found this home in Tampa where he is playing his ass off. And like that, if the Giants can't find somebody in the draft this year, they got to find the closest version of that somewhere in free agency a trade. I mean, which makes it so difficult, I know, but I'm just trying to give another example of a team that found a guy that gave them energy.
I'll tell you who might be available next year. Derek Carr.
Oh, God.
Okay. Remember Rob Saleh really wanted Derek Carr?
Yeah. Okay. Rob Saleh's not here anymore, and Michael Thomas called him so ass that he should get his ass beat.
His own teammate, I know,
right.
which is really a shame. But I will just say that, you know, they went from Drew Brees to Derek Carr. And it just goes to show you how much in charge and how much of a great leader Drew Brees was when he was playing there. And Even though Derek Carr is a very fine football player, he's like, you know, reminds me of Daniel Jones. He's a really good football player. But, is he going to raise the level of play of the players around him? I know that DeAndre Hopkins is not DeAndre Hopkins of 5 years ago or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's still a really good player, and he's a veteran, and they had to bring somebody in because of the injuries that Kansas City has suffered at the wide receiver position. And he's still playing with Travis Kelce, who just finds ways to get open, and they run their own plays, by the way. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen players play the way that Patrick Mahomes plays with Travis Kelce. I've never seen that. So, but you see how Patrick just raises the level of everybody's play around him. You know, so you're Kareem Hunt, you're sitting on the couch, you get a call, listen, we got all these injuries, come back here and come run for us. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Kareem Hunt is running for 100 yards a game.
Yeah, but I'll give you just on it, because, you know, getting Patrick Mahomes is like one in a million. But getting someone like Baker Mayfield is not. And he's a guy who raised the play everybody on the field yesterday, too, because there was no Mike Evans. There was no Chris Godwin. He went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes on the road in the rain. Like,
just goes to show you how stupid Cleveland is.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's the thing. Now, maybe Baker wore out his welcome in Cleveland. I don't know. I mean, he was doing a lot of commercials, doing a lot of different things off the field.
That was definitely on the Browns more than anything else. He wasn't doing. I mean, think about, they brought in, like, wore out his welcome. Look what they brought in.
I know that, but what I'm saying to you, like, we don't know. Before Deshaun Watson got there, We don't know all the things that were going on internally. I don't. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I can't understand for the life of me watching Baker not only play now Tampa, but also doing what he did with the Rams in those three games that he ended up playing for the Rams. I think it was three games. And, you know, and he was battling it out with Sam Darnold to become the quarterback of the Panthers. You know, and just whatever. So he's had quite the journey, and he's finally figured out how to play the game, and he found the right team for himself.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.